speaks wisdom. Thank God and express gratitude for the gift of sight and clarity, for he has revealed truth amidst a world clouded by deception and futility. In Proverbs 31:26, presents the ideal woman embodying wisdom and kindness in her speech. Virtues that are eternally valuable, and she is capable of positively shaping those around her. This scripture underscores the importance of using words to uplift and guide others, rooted in reverence for God and a commitment to wisdom. Proverbs, regarded as the cornerstone of biblical wisdom, offers practical guidance for living in harmony with divine principles. Proverbs 1:20-29 calls for embracing wisdom, highlighting that fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. Wisdom, though costly, is worth the pursuit, and understanding of it surpasses all riches. Yet in contrast, false prophets deceive, mislead, and contradict their own words, leading many astray. As the year ends, such figures persist in their deception, promising continuity where there is none, speaking without wisdom and offering empty assurances. True wisdom is discernible not just in words, but also in actions, and it is the fear of the Lord that guides one toward genuine understanding. Those who do not truly believe in Christ have given heathen and Gentile nations reason to reticule religion. If wisdom is an ideal woman, let her speak. Previously mentioned scripture, Proverbs 31:26, New International Version, 26. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Proverbs 31:26, King James Version, 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Proverbs 31:26, Living Bible, 26. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule for everything she says. Proverbs 1:20-29. New International Version. Wisdom's Rebuke. 20. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. 21. On top of the wall, she cries out at the city gate. She makes her speech. 22. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? 23. Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. 24. But since you refuse to listen when I call and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand. 25. Since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke. 26. I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. 27. When calamity overtakes you like a storm. When disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind. When distress and trouble overwhelm you. 28. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. 29. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Proverbs 1:20-29. King James Version. 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. 21. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. 24. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. 25. But ye have said it not, all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. 26. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. 27. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. 28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. 29. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:20-29. Living Bible 21. She calls out to the crowds along Main Street and to the judges in their courts and to everyone in all the land. 22. You simpletons, she cries, how long will you go on being fools? How long will you scoff at wisdom and fight the facts? 23. Come here and listen to me. I'll pour out the spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. 24. I have called you so often, but still you won't come. I have pleaded, but all in vain. 25. For you have spurned my counsel and reproof. 26. Someday you'll be in trouble and I'll laugh. Mock me, will you? I'll mock you. 27. When a storm of terror surrounds you, and when you are engulfed by anguish and distress, 28 then, I will not answer your cry for help. It will be too late though you search for me ever so anxiously.